So, I would like you to turn in your Bible back there again to the first chapter of Genesis. First chapter of Genesis. So, we talked about the animal creation there in verse 5, didn't we? Chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, and we'll read 25 again. It says, "And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and God saw that it was good." Now here comes the great part. Here comes the part about you walking with God and inviting someone else to come along with you. Here it comes. Because of God's Word, you can find out just how special you are. And you can find out not just how special you are, because we all think we're special, don't we? We have this mirror thing going on, don't we? Did anybody look in the mirror before they left their house this morning? Did you? Did anybody look in the mirror before they got out of their car to come in here this morning? Okay. Wow! This dude, he came in, went to the bathroom, and looked in the mirror. This is an honest guy right here. I didn't see everybody else raising their hand, but I see out the window when you get here. And I see it sometimes takes people 5 to 7 minutes to get out of their car because they are farting. You thought I said a bad word, didn't you? I did not. Look it up. You can look it up. F-A-R-D-I-N-G. Have you ever heard of that word before? Huh? F-A-R-D-I-N-G. Farting. That's when you are taking personal care, putting on your makeup, looking in the mirror, doing all those little things that we do to get us presentable to meet the world. You're stunned, aren't you, at this word? Well, you know, you can find out how special you are in the Scripture, but you're going to find out how special everybody else is too. So when someone asks you to invite somebody else to church, you should know that you're inviting a very special person. Here it is. Let's read God's Word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, you with me, kids? How would God say it if God said something? What would He say? It's okay. What? And God said, right? Would it sound like something? I don't know how it would sound. Someday I'll find out, right? And God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Did you know that you're in charge? You didn't know that, did you? You spend a lot of time getting ready for people to see you. You do that farting thing all the time. George shaking his head. He just can't believe it. Well, it's true. Then God said, let us make man. Are you looking at your Bible? If you're not looking at your Bible, get one. Share your Bible. And then God said, let us make man in what? Is our capitalized? The emphasis is on the greatness here of God, the three persons of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God said, let us make man in our image, in all three persons. The invisible God, the God that we cannot get our mind wrapped around, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. this God of ours. Holy, holy, holy God. Creator of all things. And His name, by the way, is Jesus Christ. He said, and let us make man in our image. That means that every person that you see, not just the one you see in the mirror, is a very, very, very special person. Are you with me? So when you say, when you see someone, when you look at them, don't look at them as just someone that's an outcast or someone that you don't care about or someone that just doesn't fit your particular brand of human being. Are there brands, by the way? We brand people all the time, don't we? Thank goodness there's not advertising for the old cigarette anymore, because you could be a Marlboro man, or you could be a Misty woman. You could be all those things. The older folks here, kids, know what I'm talking about. You don't. Thank God you don't. You do? You sure? It is like old, isn't it? It's like really old, right? So old it doesn't even smell anymore. I know, when something gets so old, I'm just having a private conversation. Sometimes when things get so old, they don't even smell anymore. It's amazing, huh? Don't tell anybody I told you. Did you all understand what I was talking about? You know how special you are? Would you do me a favor? Everyone under the age of 20, everybody under the age of 20, stand up, would you? Honest to goodness. Oh, I'm going to wait a minute. Okay. Everybody under the age of 20, stand up. Oh, there, in the air. There he is. He's standing up. Stand up, boy. There he is. I didn't say under the height of 20 inches. You can have a seat. Thank you. Now, we know our children are special, don't we? Right? We know that. Don't we love our children? But do you know how special everyone else is? Did you just read that scripture with me? And God said, let us create man and make man in our image. You're created after the likeness of God. And I told the nursing home this last month. We got to talking a little bit, and I thought I would bring this little message to you this morning as well, since it's family worship. You know, if you want to see God, all you need to do is look at someone else. My Bible says, you know, you can't touch God, you can't see God. And I could get into Moses and the burning bush and all that. I'm not going to go there this morning. This is family worship. I want the kids and the adults to understand how special you are. If we are created in His image, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then if you want to see God, look around you. We put a lot of emphasis on our children, and we should, because they need to know that they are loved. Right, Angie? Where are you? You still here? There she is. That one. And we should love Him for that, shouldn't we? And so every person that you see, every person, look at the different types of people we even hear this morning. But when you go through a major airport like Chicago or Minneapolis or Denver, and you just sit there for a few moments. I was preparing a sermon over a week ago, and then over this past week, I got the opportunity to see God's creation in spades. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people getting off airplanes, getting on airplanes, getting something to eat, doing this, doing that, going about their daily business. And some of them don't know how special they are. Some of them are depressed. And you can see it in their eyes. You can tell it by the way they carry themselves. You can see by the way they hide. And we don't want our children to do that. We want our children and adults to know how special they are, not in a prideful way, but in a thankful way. That's why I said this morning, when you hear the voice of a child, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. When you see someone that looks totally different than you, look at them. Give them an extra minute. Maybe they'll say, "What are you looking at me for?" You know what you can say? "I think you're so special." We saw a girl on an airplane yesterday. She had the most beautiful hair I've ever seen in my life. Right, honey? If it was real. I don't know. You can't tell anymore, can you? Am I that old? I don't smell anymore. This is incredible scripture for us. We'll get off of this. We'll go a little further, but not much, because I know that this is family worship time. But listen, God finished His creation. That's why I started verse 5. He'd already created the earth, right? In verse 25. He created the earth and the heavens and the stars and the moons and the planets. He put everything in order the way it should be. And then He created all the things of the earth, and He put the things on the earth, and He says, you have dominion over these things. You're the caretakers. You're in charge. How are we doing, by the way, taking care of our earth? There's an argument going on right now. I'm not going to get tree hugger on you, although I do love trees and I like to hug them. I hug trees. I think there's something special about them, but not in the way you think. I love to look at trees. I love to feel the bark. Do you? You ever just going up to a tree and just spent time with a tree? Just look at its beauty and its splendor and how great it is. The reason I do that is because it's God's creation. God finished His work. Listen to me if you can't. Listen, kids, if you can, just for a minute. God finished His work of creation with a special flourish and touch. He gave it His personal touch. When God created all these things, He gave it His personal touch, His sign of approval. He said, "Let us." This Godhead said to the other two, and they were in agreement, "Let us make this beautiful creation. Let's finish our creation of this beautiful earth with a flourish, with our personal touch, and I am going to create a living, breathing human being in our image." Are you with me? Our. And you know how He did that? I want these children to know this. You need to be talking to your children about this. That's why I'm talking to your kids today. God, on purpose, formed the man. That's what your Bible says. Some of you are probably reading ahead, and you should be. God formed the man, made him, completed the man, right? And then He breathed His breath into them, didn't He? Didn't He, brother? He took His breath and breathed it in. I talked to a man last night that had his first heart attack at 26 years old. He was a truck driver. He lost control. He'd been running coast to coast without any sleep. He would sleep on each end, but he wouldn't sleep in the middle. He was driving. He said he'd signed up to drive as a team. And he pretended that there was another. How he faked it, I don't know. This was a long time ago. But the trucking company, Bob knows all about this. Trucking company thought there was a team running, but it was a single man. And he was running coast to coast, and he was popping bennies. We called them bennies back then, didn't we, Bob? We weren't drug addicts. We were just trying to stay awake. he was taking Benny's and he got his heart all out of shape and he wrecked. And thank God no one was killed. He hit an abutment and the truck slammed off the abutment. He says other people told him, and then rammed into the back of another person's car. And he was dead. He was dead. He died. The person that helped save him told him later, and she was a nurse. She got out of her car and she was going to rip him a new one for hitting her car. When she got to the truck and saw him slumped over the steering wheel, she took his pulse, and there was none. And she performed CPR and brought him back to life. Marilyn can tell you about CPR. She has a little story about CPR, don't you? Huh? You want to tell him? Stand up and tell him. This is family worship. Come on. From Romans, listen. Constant in prayer. Constant in prayer. Patient and rejoice. Here, this man, you know what? And what happened to him, the reason I'm relating this story, God always gives me these stories. He always provides something for me to bring to you. That person was literally dead alongside the road in this truck accident. If he had not hit this nurse, if he had not hit the nurse, if she had not got out of her vehicle to come she was just going to yell at him. She wasn't coming to save him. She's coming to yell at him. She found him without breath, and she breathed the breath of life into him. Is that familiar now that you've read Genesis? God loves you, and he not only loves you and created you, but he actually used his breath to give you life. That's how much we should be rejoicing about this person that we call God in our lives. He gave us everything. He started us off by breathing his breath into us. So our original breath as humans comes from the literal, and I believe this, breath of God. That's how special you are. That's how special these kids are, every one of them. That's how special these voices are. Don't you parents worry one moment about these children talking, because you're going to train them up in the way of the Lord. There you go. Sing it out. You're going to train these kids up in the way of the Lord, and someday when they maybe stray away a little bit from everything that's God, they'll remember that you cared enough to bring them and keep them in front of God's Word, and then they'll go searching God. They will. They'll do it. I pray they never get in that situation where they have to be scared, but they'll go searching God, won't you? He looks like Maxton, doesn't he? One little other thing. It's 20 after. I promised you we wouldn't be long. How does it feel to be in a house with five girls? It's crazy, isn't it? I know. I were there once. I didn't see her upstairs bathroom for 21 years. But then I just moved to the basement. He gets the final bath, right? He gets the lukewarm. I'm sorry, buddy. It'll get better. Do anybody in your house, do they do farting? I knew it. He said, yep. This is a day that the Lord hath made, and he made all of us. He made you, and he made all of these children, and they are special in his eyes, and they are special to all of us. Turn with me to John chapter 4, I promise, after we get back to Genesis 28, I'll get you out of here. John chapter 4. The book of John. Anytime you want to figure out who God is and who this Jesus is of ours, all you need to do is turn to John chapter 1. Do you know that? Moms, dads, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, anyone here today that needs to know and needs to find out or tell someone who Jesus is, all you ever have to do is turn to the book of John chapter 1 and you will find out who Jesus is. I promise you. John chapter 1. But we're going to look at John chapter 4 here for just a moment. John chapter 4 and verse 24. Here we go. Are you there? God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. These hands right here, put your fingers together. Can you do that? Just do that. Can you feel your fingers? Can you feel them? Can you? You can, right? You can feel your fingers. Jesus had fingers. He could feel his fingers also. Jesus is a real person, kids, by the way. Yo, old and young, he's a real person. He's flesh and blood. He came, he lived, he died, and he rose again. And he died for us to take our sins away. He shed his precious blood, just like the precious blood that you have. But this is not the God that we worship. This God is not something that is tangible all the time, because you can't see Him today, can you? Except you look at other people, right? You look at His creation and see God, right? See God. See Him. But He is Spirit, and we must worship in Spirit, and we must say, Holy Spirit, help us to see God. Teach your children that. Holy Spirit, you feel Him, don't you? You know when you're about to do something wrong, doesn't the Holy Spirit of God say, don't do that? We talked about temptation last week. I asked you this morning, how you doing? Kids, I'll ask all the kids this. Have you ever thought about doing something and you know it's wrong, and you just, and I'm not going to ask you if you went ahead and did it. I'm just going to ask you, have you ever thought about doing something and you know it's wrong? Have you? Marissa, that's being honest. Thank you, honey. Now I ask the adults, have you ever thought about doing something and you just know it's wrong? You just know it, right? You know it's wrong. Guess who just talked to you? Marissa, and who just talked to you when that happened? God's Holy Spirit, yes. Marissa said, yes, God. We must worship in spirit. We must listen in spirit. When you know that something, when you get that feeling, man, when you get that feeling that maybe you should do something or shouldn't, you either should or should not do it, you should listen to God's Spirit talking to you. And I'm talking about holy things. I'm not talking about whether you should have that extra cookie or not. I'm talking about things in your life that really, truly matter. If you get up in the morning and you think you should go to worship, I thank you right now that you chose to come to worship. I thank you. Now I'm going to tell you again just how special you are, and we're going to sing a song and a hymn, and we're going to get all these families out of here this morning. But I want you to turn back with me to Genesis chapter 1. Would you please? Genesis chapter 1. You can do this. In fact, we're going to do 27 and 28. Genesis chapter 1. I want you to get in the business, start inviting people to come to worship with you that you don't even know. Because they are that special. We have a crier. It's all right, Paul. This lady doesn't bother her anyway. Just wants candy. So doesn't everybody. Who doesn't want candy? It's Halloween time, right? Is that why you have candy? Well, of course it's why you have candy. Somebody got so caught up in Halloween. I'm not even going to go there, Tom. All right. I like it personally. In verse 27, it says, so God, I want you to cherish this scripture in Genesis chapter 1. Cherish it because it's for you. It belongs to you. God gave you this so that you would know who you are and how special you are. Cherish this scripture. It says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. And then here it is. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And you can read the rest of that. He says that He gives us every herb, every seed, every plant, everything that you could possibly need is here for us to live and have a fruitful life, to have life and to have it abundantly. But you should understand how special you are. You are created in the image of God. The next time you look in that mirror, okay? The next time you look in that mirror, say, thank you, Lord, for creating me and making me who I am. Don't look in that mirror and say, oh, I don't look right. This isn't a good day. This is a bad hair day. This is that. This is... Don't do that. Don't do it. Some of us can't even say we have a bad hair day. I only have 7. I could say I guess I have 7 bad hair day. Some of us spend too much time looking in the mirror about ourselves and not thanking God and not seeing God in other people, right? That's the point. It's not about us so much anymore, but it's about seeing God in everything that is available to us on this earth. In the beasts of the field, in the animals, in the trees, in the birds, but especially in other people. You get my meaning here? God created all that stuff first for us. And then He put His personal touch on it and created us in His image. You are loved. You are blessed. My Bible just said, after He created us, He blessed us. Accept the blessing and take it with you out this door. And the next time you look at someone or even yourself in that mirror, thank God that He created you. Let's pray. Lord God, thank You for this moment in time in Your holy word. Tells us how special You truly are to us. This Lord, this Savior, this Jesus of ours came out of the perfectness of heaven to come and to save a wretch like me, a sinner. And You did it so that we could have victory with You. Lord, I thank You. I thank You for each family represented here today. I thank You for those that are not here, that they may know and hear that this word was spoken here today about how precious and special they are. And I pray that we as Christians, when we walk out this door, we won't look at each other and say how bad that person is or how much they need to improve or what they need to do. We just look at them and say, God, You created them. Even those 3 people on that plane, You created them in Your image. And I pray to God today that they could receive You and find You as their personal Savior. Jesus, thank You for Your work on the cross, because it's not the work that any of us could have done, but You proved over and over and over Your love toward us. But just in the very beginning, You gave us everything, and then You created us to enjoy it. Help us walk out the door in thankfulness, that we could be constant in prayer and praise. Thank you, Lord, for your redemption work on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name.